Can I have all of the kids come up? Hi, guys. Okay, is that all of you? Okay. So, one day when, I don't know, I think I was somewhere in my teens, we were, me and my family, we were going out to eat for dinner. And we were driving to the restaurant. There was a little dog on the side of the road, and it was a really busy road. Oh, hi, guys. And it was a really bad, dangerous spot for that little dog to be. So we were worried about him, and my dad drove to where he was to try to catch him so we could see if we could bring him back to his family and so he wouldn't get hit by a car. And we followed him for a little while, and he disappeared. He got completely away, and we couldn't find him anymore. We didn't get him. And my heart sank because I was like, oh, my goodness, he's going to get smashed. He's so cute, and he was obviously just really scared. So I felt so bad. So I prayed, and I'm like, Lord, please take care of that little dog. He's so cute, and he's scared, and I don't want anything to happen to him. But there's nothing we can do anymore, and I feel so bad about him being out and in a bad spot, and we couldn't help him. And please don't just help him, but please let me know that he's okay so I don't need to feel sad about him anymore or be like, oh no, he's going to get, you know, smashed or hurt or lost. And, you know, a few days later, my parents were looking at the newspaper, and they read something where there's a spot in the newspaper where people can put advertisements in. They can say, put something in the newspaper. And someone had put in the newspaper right around the street, right around the area where that little dog had gotten out. They said, we found this little dog, and they described what he looked like, and they said, we found him, and he's such a nice, wonderful little dog. We would love to keep him. Our family loves him. But we also, if somebody loves him and he's already someone's dog, want to give him back to his home. So if he's your dog, this is where you can contact us, but if no one contacts us, then we're going to keep him and give him a good home. So, you know, I know that God really loved that little dog, because the Bible says that, you know, not even a little sparrow falls down without God seeing it and knowing and caring about each little bird and each animal that he made. But I think that God also protected that little dog and gave him a loving home and made sure he was really taken care of to let me know that God is a God that hears us and he answers our prayers, the things that are really big and important and the things that are maybe just really important to us. So as you guys go back to your seats and throughout the Sabbath, remember how much God loves you and cares about everything that's important to you and just loves you so much, and that when you come to him and pray to him, even when it seems like something that maybe not everyone would care about, God cares because he cares so much about each one of you. Okay. You can go back to your seats now.